Blog Talk Radio.
I want to sing of your mercy. I want to sing of your love. And tell the world I'm grateful for everything that you have done. I want to sing of your kindness. Want to share the good news. As long as I can sing, I want to sing about.
Catholic Defender, the Chaplain of Divine Mercy Novena. This is the seventh day, and we keep saying that it's going to get it gets better with each passing day. A woman was at a funeral home instructing the attendants how she wanted to be placed in the casket. And one of the things, they understood everything except one thing. She said, I want to be seen with a fork in my hand. She said, how many times have I gone to potluck dinners and church socials? That they tell us, hold on to your fork, the best is yet to come. This is the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, Novena, the seventh day. And in, the Lord says, today bring me the souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy and immense them in my mercy. These souls sorrow most over my passion and enter most deeply into my spirit. They are living images of my compassionate heart. The souls will shine with a special brightness in the next life. Not one of them will go into the fires of hell. I shall particularly defend each one of them at the hour of death. Most merciful Jesus, whose heart is love itself, receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of those who particularly extol and venerate the greatness of your mercy. These souls are mighty with the very power of God himself. In the midst of all afflictions and adversities, they go forward confident of your mercy and united to you, O Jesus. They carry all mankind on their shoulders. These souls will not be judged severely, but your mercy will embrace them as they depart from this life. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze unto the souls, upon the souls who glorify and venerate your greatest attribute, that of your fathomless mercy, and who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls are a living gospel. Their hands are full of deeds of mercy, and their hearts overflowing with joy. Sing a canticle of mercy to you, O Most High, I beg you, O God. Show them your mercy according to the hope and trust they have placed in you. Let there be accomplished in them the promise of Jesus, who said to them that during their life, especially at the hour of death, the souls will venerate this fathomless mercy of his. He himself will defend his glory. Amen. These souls will not be judged severely, but your mercy will embrace them as they depart from this life. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls who glorify and venerate your most greatest attribute, that of your fathomless mercy, and who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. O Jesus, who has said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will not pass away, through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I feel confident that my prayer will be answered. The Great Mercy Pope. It was Saint Pope John Paul II who told the Marian Fathers, be apostles of divine mercy under the maternal and loving guidance of Mary. We have been faithfully following his instructions ever since. Both in his teachings and personal life, Saint Pope John Paul II strove to live and teach the message of divine mercy. As the Great Mercy Pope, he wrote an encyclical on divine mercy. The message of divine mercy has always been near and dear to me, he says, which I took with me to the Sea of Peter, and which it, in a sense, forms the image of this pontificate. In his writings and homilies, he has described divine mercy as the answer to the world's problems and the message of the third millennium. He beatified and canonized Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, the nun associated with the message, and he did it in Rome and not in Poland, to underscore that divine mercy is for the whole world, establishing Divine Mercy Sunday for the entire church. When Pope St. John canonized Sister Faustina, making her St. Faustina, he also on the same day surprised the entire world by establishing Divine Mercy Sunday, the feast day associated with the message, as a feast day for the entire church. The feast day falls on the second Sunday of the Easter season. On that day, John Paul declared, this is the happiest day of my life, entrusting the world to divine mercy. In 2002, the Pope entrusted the whole world to divine mercy when he consecrated the International Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Lublinski, a suburb of Krakow in Poland. This is where St. Faustina's mortal remains are entombed. The saint lived in a convent nearby. The Pope himself remembers as a young man working in the Sole quarry of just a few meters from the present-day shrine. He also says he has been thinking about Sister Faustina for a long time when he wrote his encyclical on divine mercy. Further, the Holy Father has frequently quoted from the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska, and he prayed the chaplet of divine mercy at the saint's tomb. Beyond the life of John Paul II, given all those who connections to divine mercy and St. Faustina, is it any wonder that Pope John Paul died on the vigil of Divine Mercy Sunday, the evening before the feast day, which fell that year on April 3rd? It is also no surprise that the Great Mercy Pope left us a message for Divine Mercy Sunday, which was read on the feast day by a Vatican official to the faithful in St. Peter's after a Mass that had been celebrated for the repose of the soul of the Pope. Repeatedly, Pope John Paul II has written and spoke and spoken about the need for us to return to the mercy of God as the answer to the specific problems of our times. He has placed a strong and significant focus on the divine mercy message and the devotion throughout his pontificate that will carry the church long after his death. Day 3, Novena of St. Catherine of Siena. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, your glory is in your saints. We praise your glory in the life of the admirable St. Catherine of Siena, Virgin and Doctor of the Church. Her whole life was a noble sacrifice inspired by the ardent love of Jesus, your unblemished Lamb. In troubled times, she strenuously upheld the rights of his beloved spouse, the Church. Father, honor her merits and hear her prayers for each of us. Help us to pass unscathed through the corruption of this world. Help us always to see the vicar of Christ an anchor in the storms of life and a beacon of light to the harbor of your love in the dark night of your times and men's souls. Grant also to each of us our special petition. We ask this through Jesus, your Son, in the bond of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray for America, for our Constitution, for those suffering addictions and those who are in bondage, for those who need deliverance. We pray for the Catholic Church, for Pope Francis, and all the clergy. St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Say one Our Father, one Hail Mary, and one Glory Be. Heavenly Father, your glory is in your saints. We praise your glory in the life of the admirable St. Catherine of Siena, Virgin and Doctor of the Church. Her whole life was a noble sacrifice inspired by an ardent love of Jesus, your unblemished Lamb. In troubled times, she strenuously upheld the rights of his beloved spouse, the Church. Father, honor her merits and hear her prayers for each of us. Help us to pass unscathed through the corruption of this world. Help us to always see the vicar of Christ an anchor in the storms of life and beacon of light to those who harbor of your love in the dark night of your times and men's souls. Grant also to each of us our special petition. We ask this through Jesus, your Son, in the bond of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saturday of the second week of Easter. Reading 1, Acts 6. Verses 1 through 7, and I believe we have a musical interlude.
Everybody gonna pray on the very last day. Oh, when they hear that bell, ring the world away. Everybody gonna pray to the heavens on the judgment day. You can sing about the great King David, and you can preach about the wisdom of Saul, but the judgment falls on all mankind when the trumpet sounds a call. All equal and the same, when the Lord he calls your name. Get ready, brother, for that day. Everybody gonna pray on the very last day. Oh, when they hear that bell, ring the world away. Everybody gonna pray to the heavens on the judgment day.
Oh, well, one day soon all men will stand. His word will be heeded in all the land. Men shall know and men shall see. We all are brothers and we all are free. Mankind was made of clay, each of us in the very same way. Get ready, brother, for that day.
Everybody gonna pray on the very last day. Oh, when they hear that bell, or ring the world away. Everybody gonna pray to the heavens on the judgment day.
Oh, well, the law is given and the law is known. The tale is told and the seed is sown. From dust we came and to dust we'll go. You know the Lord once told us so. Each brother take his hand. He's a meeting of the Lord's command. Get ready, brother, for that day.
Everybody gonna pray on the very last day. Oh, when they hear that bell, oh, ring the world away.
everybody going to pray? Acts 6, verses 1 through 7. As the number of disciples continued to grow, the Hellenists complained against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. So the 12 called together the community of disciples and said, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God and serve at table. Brothers, select from among you seven reputable men, filled with the spirit and wisdom, whom we shall appoint to this task, whereas we shall devote ourselves to prayer and then to the ministry of the word." The proposal was acceptable to the whole community, so they chose Stephen, a man filled with faith in the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Proctorus, Nancor, Timian, Paramus, and Nicholas of Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid hands on them. The word of God continued to spread, and the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. Even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. Responsorial Psalm 33. The Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Exalt you just in the Lord. Praise from the upright is fitting. Give thanks to the Lord on the harp with the 10-stringed lyre. Chant his praises. Lord, let your mercy be on us, and we place our trust in you. Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kindness of the Lord, the earth is full. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in the spirit of famine, in spite of famine. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Christ is risen, who made all things. He has shown great mercy on the people. The Gospel, John 6, verses 16 through 21. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because of a strong wind that was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat. So they began to be afraid, but he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. Now, our saint of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. Our saint of the day is Saint Adalbert of Prague. Opposition to the good news of Jesus did not discourage Adalbert, who we now remember with great honor in the Czech Republic, Poland, Hungary, and Germany. Born to a noble family in Bohemia, he received part of his education from Saint Adalbert of Magdeburg at the age of 27. He was chosen as Bishop of Prague. Those who resisted his program of clerical reform forced him into exile 8 years later. Adalbert, first Archbishop of Magdeburg, elected as bishop in 982. Adalbert promoted the political aims of Boleslav II, Prince of Bohemia, by extending the influence of the church beyond the borders of the Czech kingdom. Critical of the superficial attitude to Christianity prevalent in the country, Adalbert departed in 988 with the intention of leading the ascetic life of a monk. On papal orders, he returned in 992 to find little change. He came into sharp conflict with some of the nobility and was probably drawn into the growing feuds. In time, the people of Poland requested his return as their bishop. Within a short time, however, he was exiled again after excommunicating those who violated the right of sanctuary by dragging a woman accused of adultery from a church and murdering her. After a short ministry in Hungary, he went to preach the good news to people living near the Baltic Sea. He and two companions were martyred by pagan priests in that region. Adalbert's body was immediately ransomed and buried in the Gnazingo in Poland Cathedral in the mid-11th century. His relics were moved to St. Vitus Cathedral in Prague. His liturgical feast is celebrated on April 23rd. Adalbert was later declared the patron saint of the Czech Republic, Poland, and the Duchy of Prussia. He is also the patron saint of the Archdiocese of Egerkam in Hungary. In 994, he left Bohemia again to become a missionary along the Baltic coast, where he was martyred 3 years later. An account of Adalbert's life was written by his friend and disciples, St. Bruno of Quanford. In 999, scarcely 2 years after his death, Adalbert was canonized as St. Adalbert of Prague by Pope Sylvester II. And that is our saint for the day.
Wow. What a beautiful story today.
Well, he stood up. He stood up for right, even at the cost of his own life.
Yeah. Sure did. And this was excellent. Thank you, Mike. You did a great job.
Thank you. Got to rest that voice, my friend.
I'm trying.
Yeah. Got to rest that voice. Hopefully it comes back all the way.
But we will do this again tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, absolutely.
And it does seem to be getting better every day, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It gets better every day, and it's like the old woman said who was instructing people, instructing the funeral home how to display her body in the coffin. She said, I want to be seen with a fork in my hand. How many times have I gone to church socials, and they tell us, hold on to your fork, the best is yet to come.
And because of today, I can play this song.
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, make your C Edwards to right paging telephone.
All final boarding call for flight 1814.
Testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one and only way to heaven. I am so glad I met him. I want everyone to know. Until every
what we're doing, Mike. We're
doing what a song. Absolutely. And you know, there's the significance of that. When Jesus rose from the dead, do you remember that the napkin that covered his face was folded neatly and put in a place by itself? Do you know why that is?
So that we would have it today.
Well, not only that, but you have to understand the master servant relationship. As the master dined, the servant stayed out of sight and watched him. If he took the napkin and wadded it up and tossed it off to the side, it meant he was finished and the servant could then clear off the table. But if he folded the napkin neatly and placed it by itself, it meant he's not done, he's coming back.
Now that is clever, John, Mike.
So he is coming back.
Yes, he is coming back. And every day on the altar in the Eucharist. But even at the parousia.
Yeah, he's coming back.
Yeah. And that's what the Divine Mercy is about. To help us be
that's
ready.
Right.
Once it's ready to have our oil filled.
Yeah. The best way to be ready is to trust in His divine mercy.
Yeah. I just want to say about His mercy, about His love.
He is. I wonder how He's going to deal with the abortion issue.
Well, that's
you know, last night the Supreme Court removed all restrictions on the abortion, on using the abortion pill.
It's hard to believe. We do pray for our children, all our children.
Yeah. You know, we wince at crime where children are shot and killed, and we've had some of those, and everybody's shocked.
Yeah.
But when a little baby is aborted, it's just life goes on. Something's wrong with a system like that.
Yes. We will do this again tomorrow. I will end today with this song, because this could happen in a split second. It could happen in a split second.
It could happen in half of a split second.
Okay. So I'm going to end this with this song.
Okay.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
quicker than a man can blink his eyes, faster than a rocket could be made to fly. For sudden lightning cuts through the sky, will be the coming of our Lord.
Everything will change in a moment's time, a flash of the earth and the sea and sky. The elements rushing to join in the flight,
in the final day of our Lord.
We will get mortality.
Resurrection morn, the groom will return for his bride adorned, speaking fulfillment of promises sworn on the glorious day of our Lord.
Swiftly our bodies will change into light,
the mystery when flesh and celestial unite.
Explosions of splendor make the heavens ignite
with the coming of our Lord.
Tomorrow is day 8. Don't
yes.
you dare miss it.
All right. God bless you all.